Take a look at quite a few scriptures. I will not put the entire scripture, but the chapter and verses on the screen, and you can perhaps get to them as fast as I will read through them, or you may want to jot some of them down for future reference. But the title of our lesson is Exercise Yourself Towards Godliness. And it's taken from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Exercise yourself toward godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. To exercise yourself towards godliness. It implies effort. It implies effort. It implies exercise. It implies doing something. And we'll begin in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 13. Take firm hold of instruction, it begins. To take firm hold of anything requires exercise. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. Take firm hold of instruction. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 21 through 23, test all things. Hold fast what is good. Well, to hold fast to anything requires exercise. Test all things, hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning in verse 6. Now godliness with content is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing with these, we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men into destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue. Well, to pursue something implies an exercise. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue. Righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called and have confessed a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. So here in 1 Timothy chapter 6, we are told to pursue righteousness and pursue godliness. You cannot pursue godliness without exercising yourself toward godliness. Going back to Proverbs chapter 1, beginning in verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us look secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol, and whole like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us. Let all have one purse. My son, the proverb writer continues, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path. Do not walk in the way of the unrighteous. Well, to not walk in the way of the unrighteous requires walking in a different way. And that requires exercise. In Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. There's a lot of scripture about being content with such things as you have. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So you may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Be content with such things as you have. Well, what does that have to do with exercising towards righteousness? You have to exercise yourself out of spending when you can't afford to spend. Then there's also this reality. You have to exercise yourself out of spending when you can afford to spend. Exercise yourself towards godliness. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. Let your conduct be pure in the sight of God. Let your conduct be pure in the sight of God and be pure in the sight of the world. Be content. To be content in today's world is to be very different from the world. You say to yourself, well, I'm content. I can be content. But to exercise yourself towards that godliness with a contentment, challenge yourself with this. The next three things that you want to run out and purchase, that you could live without, that you can afford, can you say no? See, it's easy to say no to the things that we can't afford, but to be content with those things that we have, we often have to say no to the things that we can afford. 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed. But reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself towards righteousness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having of the life that now is and that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 14 reads, O Jerusalem, wash your heart from wickedness, that you may be saved. How long shall your evil thoughts lodge within you? Exercise the godliness of your heart. How long shall evil thoughts be in your heart? Mark addresses this in Mark chapter 7, beginning in verse 14. When he had called all the multitude to himself, he, Jesus, said to them, "Hear me, everyone, and understand. There is nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile a man. If anyone has ears, let him hear." When he has entered a house away from the crowd, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. So he said to them, "Are you thus without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatever enters a man from outside cannot defile him, because it does not enter his heart, but his stomach, and is eliminated, thus purifying all foods?" And he said, "What comes out of a man that defiles a man? For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murderers, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. To exercise yourself towards godliness is to exercise yourself towards godliness in your heart. A godliness of heart, that requires exercise. We see people frequently jogging on the streets, exercising, walking, and they're working on their heart muscle. But if they're doing that on Sunday morning when they should be in services, their exercise is good, but there's a better exercise that they could be working on, and that's the exercise of the soul. In James chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, "My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings and fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man with filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say to him, 'You sit here in a good place,' and say to the poor man, 'You stand there,' or 'Sit here at my footstool,' have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?" Our hearts will reveal ourselves. Our hearts will reveal ourselves and our behavior. We have to exercise towards a godly heart. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, "Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which wage war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may be your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation." To abstain from fleshly lust is an exercise. It's an exercise of the heart, and it's an exercise of the mind. To conduct yourselves honorably among men is an exercise, knowing when to say no and when to say yes. Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." Meditation is an exercise. "The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you." This has been a challenging few days. When you meet with someone who has the whole world ahead of them, and they cannot see that, and only see the obstacles in their way. May is National Mental Health Awareness Day. It began in 1949. the prescription, I am confident, for good mental health is to exercise yourself towards godliness. 1 Timothy 1, again, chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. But reject profane and old wise fables and exercise yourself towards godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. If you would turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, and we'll begin in verse 1. Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearances as man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, verse 12, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out, exercise, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Being a Christian is a workout. Verse 13, for it is God who works in you both to will and do for his good pleasure. National Mental Health Month. It is suggested that 1 out of 4 individuals in America are struggling and fighting and resisting some type of mental illness that they're dealing with. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out. Exercise your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is good, it is God who works in both to will and to do for his good pleasure. So it's a workout. It's a workout. Take firm hold of instruction. That requires exercise. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Hold fast. Strengthen yourself. Abstain from every form of evil. That's an exercise of the mind and an exercise of the heart. Wash your heart from wickedness. Be content with such things as you have. I think if there's anything that's facing the Lord's church in a very large way that's a big stumbling block for many of us today, it's our lack of contentment for those things which we have. Have your conduct honorable before men. That's a workout too. Meditate on good and godly things. Strive for righteousness requires exercise. And our original passage reminds us to exercise yourself toward godliness. Exercise yourself towards godliness. And Philippians 2:13 reminds us that it is God who works in both to will and to do for His good pleasure. There are a lot of hurting souls out there. We have another exercise that we are responsible for, and that is going out and preaching the gospel and letting others know that there's always hope in Jesus Christ our Lord. If we can encourage you in some way this evening, come forward now as we stand and sing the song that Brother Ron has selected.
Glory, hallelujah.